I'm moving this amendment, standing in my name and that of Senator Conway, and I do so because I know this bill is important, but it also risks becoming just a Dublin story, Minister, when it should be a national one. And I know we're here debating passenger cap at Dublin Airport and how many people can move through one gateway in Ireland, which is in our own location here. But, and it's a legitimate and it is a pressing question, but every hour we stand debating capacity at one airport is time that we're not asking a more basic question. Why does so much of Ireland's connectivity have to run through a single gate at all? So even though I live near Dublin Airport myself and I use it all the time, the amendment that I'm putting forward is, I think it's asking for something reasonable, and it's a report on how can we best use our regional airports, how can it be put to proper use that will support regional development, which is in the programme for government, and also be able to take pressure off Dublin Airport. Cathaoirleach, Minister, you know we have a wonderful infrastructure at Kerry, at Cork, at Shannon, at Knock, Donegal, and those runways are sitting here today. And they're often underused, as we know, and yet at the same time, Dublin is straining at the seams and rural Ireland is missing out at the same time. So I know in the programme for government it's balanced regional development, but that's not balanced when it comes to regional development. The report that we're asking for is not just a box-ticking exercise. If you look at subsection 2, it's specific, it's deliberate, and we want you to examine three things. First of all, fares, because a family in Kerry, Mayo or Donegal shouldn't have to drive 3 hours to Dublin to fly out of the country. And second, local employment, because every route that lands at a regional airport, it supports jobs, it supports tourism, logistics, hospitality, and of course, aviation itself. Jobs that are needed most in places that are furthest from Dublin. And then, finally, to reduce our over-reliance, Minister, on the larger airports, because a country that funnels all its air traffic through one hub is a country that one bad afternoon losing power, like what happened at Heathrow Airport recently, that will put us in a dreadful situation. So I want to stress this amendment is modest and I think it's constructive, and we're not legislating any outcomes here. We're asking for you to look, to gather evidence, and to bring that evidence back to this House within a year so that we can then, when we next legislate on aviation capacity, we can do so as a whole country rather than one airport in isolation. So I've heard it said that regional airports are a legacy issue and that the future of Irish aviation is consolidation around Dublin. So I don't accept that, and a small island country cannot put all its eggs in one basket when it comes to airports. These other airports should not be an afterthought. So the amendment costs the Exchequer absolutely nothing, it delays nothing, and it asks only that we think properly and on the record about the other airports in the state before the next round of aviation policy is set in stone. Thank you, Minister, and thank you, Cathaoirleach.